The Gemara, Mesach the Gittin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us the Ksubasei Rav Chiya Barav, the Ksuba of Rav Chiya Barav, Ichte B'yoyim V'nichtem B'layla. The Ksuba was actually written by day and signed by night. Hav Rav Hosam, and Rav was there as this Ksuba was being prepared. V'layamul huv'lay midi, and he didn't make any comment that the chsima and the ksiva were not on the same day. So suggest the Gemara, Lema, why did Rav not say anything? Kishmul surely, that obviously Rav is of the opinion of Shmuel, that Shmuel said in the previous piece of Gemara, Amar Shmuel ksuba k'maisa bezdan damya, that we look at a ksuba like something which is a tanai bezdan, and ma maisa bezdan, as soon as the Yonim write a verdict, the halacha is, since it's not a regular shtar, it's a Maisa Bezdin, the halacha is, Nichta B'yoyim V'chtam B'layla, we don't have a problem that the Ksiva and the Chsima should take place on the same day. Aksuva Nichtavis B'yoyim V'chtamis B'layla. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from this story that Rav concurs with Shmuel. Says the Gemara, that isn't a raya, because there it was a situation of a suka baisa inyan hava. They were writing the ksuba. They began writing the ksuba by day, and they continued without stop writing and working on the ksuba until the night. The Tanya and the Brisa says, Amar Belozer of Tzadik, Loi Shanu, when did Chachomim say? When did Chazal say that if a shtar was written by day and signed by night, it's possible? It's only k'shein asukim b'yisa inyan, when they haven't continuously worked on that inyan. Aval asukim b'yisa inyan, if they've continuously worked on that inyan, the halach is kosher, even though it's been written straight the whole time. And Tosfos already here, on the bottom of the Amid, Aksum Nechtavis B'yoyim Nechtavis B'layla, actually touches on an issue which is quite relevant B'zman HaZeh as well. There was somewhat of a different situation. Tosfos points out that their weddings typically, as we know, took place on Friday afternoon. And if the wedding took place on Friday afternoon, it's busy, and Shabbos is approaching, and we have to make sure that the wedding, the ksuba, that everything is done before Shabbos. We can't make a wedding on Shabbos. So very commonly, it seems, they used to write the ksuba Erev Shabbos, but they didn't get around to signing the ksuba until Motzoi Shabbos. And Tosfos says, Ein nochen lasas kein, it's inappropriate to do this. Our weddings don't typically take place Friday afternoon, but quite typically, our weddings do take place any day of the week. And by us, the issue is somewhat the opposite. The ksuba, the Masada Kedushin comes and writes the ksuba, and it's still day. But by the time we come around to the chuppah is by night. And the question is, we have a situation where the date of the ksuba and the date of the wedding is not the same date. And the question is, what's the halacha? So the halacha, so before we try to discover what will be the halacha in such a situation, we need to understand, our Gemara says, Nichta b'yoyim v'nechtem b'layla as possible, and we need to understand why. Rashi explains, since the obligation of the ksuba begins as soon as it's written, so that's when they're meshabit themselves to each other, and that's why Shmuel holds that even though they haven't actually gotten married, it's fine. The Rashba says there's a call by every ksuba. We know what's going on. However, says Tosfos, if we're relying on a call, says Tosfos, There's only a kol on the actual ksuba. On the Tosfos ksuba, there is no kol. If that's the case, we have a very serious issue. Because every one of our ksubas have Tosfos ksuba. And Tosfos is saying that even Shmuel that says, Nechtem b'yoyim, the Nechtem b'layla, is kosher, it's only on Iker ksuba, not on the Tosfos ksuba. So I was thinking that when does Tosfos say that the call of Nechtem b'yoyim and Nechtem b'layla doesn't work on the Tosfos ksuba? Is when there is a unique Tosfos ksuba. We know, as we learned the Gemara Masechet Ksubas, every ksuba was a unique document. It was a unique relationship. And certain chassanim gave more Tosfos ksuba, certain chassanim gave less Tosfos ksuba. It was typically tied to the amount of nedunya that was brought into the wedding. In our ksubas, there's a standard form. Yes, there's Tosfos ksuba in our ksubas, but all of the Tosfos ksuba have the same, all the ksubas have the same Tosfos ksuba, and therefore there's no issue. And in fact, I found afterwards a rivam that says that since every ksuba b'zman hazeh has Tosfos ksuba, even Tosfos, who's concerned that there's only a call on the ksuba, not on the Tosfos ksuba, would not be concerned b'zman hazeh. The Ramban says that it's difficult to separate the ksuba from the Tosfos ksuba. The Tosfos Rid has a different approach why Nechtem b'yoyim v'nechtem b'layla is fine. And it's very understandable as we learn this piece of Gemara. The previous piece of Gemara discussed a situation if the ksuba is mishamet. And everybody agrees that if the couple is still married, the ksuba is not mishamet. There is no shmitas ksofim on the ksuba of a married couple. Why? Because it's a maisa bezdin. Says the Tosfos Rid that the same with a ksuba. Since the ksuba is a maisa bezdin, all of the halachas of Tosfos ksuba, of all the halachas of shtoris, don't apply. And therefore, the halacha is that nechtem b'yoyim v'nechtem b'layla is kosher. There's a very big machloikis rishonim if we paskin like Shmuel or we don't. Because some rishonim say, if you learn the Gemara Pashup Pshat, it seems that the Gemara is saying the Rav did not agree with Shmuel. It's only because asukim ba'oise inyan. That's why Rav said that the halach is nechta b'yoyim v'nechta b'layla is kosher. Were we not to have asukim ba'oise inyan, then nechta b'yoyim v'nechta b'layla would not be kosher. And since we know that the halach is karabi surei, when we have a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav, so then the halacha is that unless it's a sukkim ba'isa inyan, you can't rely on nechtem b'yoyim v'nechtem b'layla. There are other rishon. That's how it seems is the psak of the Beis Yosef. However, it seems from the Ramban and from other rishonim that even though the Gemara does not say that Rav agrees with Shmuel, it could be that the Rav specifically says that it could be that the halacha is like Shmuel. However, it's very clear that if the Gemara says that if they're a sukim ba'isa inyan the entire time, then we certainly can be lenient and rely on the ksuba. So we go back to our question. They're a sukkim by a sinyan. If the ksuba is written starts, the Masada Kedushin comes by day, and we're at the wedding. You couldn't have more of an Asukim Ba'is Inyan than the fact they're at the wedding and being working with the Ksuba the entire time. So if that's the case, we shouldn't have a problem. Because it's not comparable to Tosfos, where Tosfos says that the Ksuba was written Friday afternoon, but it wasn't signed until Matzoi Shabbos. Because they're not a Sukkim by Sinyan. Shabbos, so even if they had the Suda of the wedding Friday night, after Friday night Suda, they're back to not being a Sukkim by Sinyan. Here, we're at the wedding. So it should be easier, and we should be able to be Mako. However, the Paiskim, Ramosha, says in a tshuva, in Evan Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simen Kofhei, Ois Gimel, that even though we have Bezmanazer, Nechtem Beyoin, Venechtem Belaila, Vesuke Bois Inyan, we can't bring a raya from that, from their times to our time. And he explains, because as we know, in those times, they had Kedushin, and after the Kedushin, which made the woman into an Arusa, they had a break for up to a year, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Ksuvos, and then they had the Nesuin. So the woman was already a Mekudeshes. That's why, says Ramosha, we could be lenient. Bezmanazah, however, we know that the Kedushin is only done after the Ksuba is prepared by the Masada Kedushin. And then we have under the Chuppah the Erisin. And immediately after the Erisin, we have the Nesuin. So only in a case where the woman is already Umereses, the halacha is, we could rely on Nechta B'yoyim and Nechta B'layla for Husha Sukkim Ba'is Inyan. Otherwise, we could not. And I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shail Tshuva Smicha Shlomo Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Chav Ches also says for a different reason why we cannot rely on Nechta V'yom and Nechta B'layla even as Sukkim Beis Inyan. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you have to look into the Loshen HaKsuba. In the Loshen HaKsuba it says V'habesli L'intu, she became my wife, which is not true. She hasn't yet become his wife. And therefore, according to the Nusach of the Ksuba that we have, we cannot rely on Nechta B'yoyim V'Nechta B'layla, even if there are Sukkim Ba'is Inyan. On the other hand, I saw from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that we can rely on, he said it's very motzui, that's nechta beyoy v'nechta belayla, and we can rely on our Gemara that the halacha is that if it's a sukkim ba'isim inyan, the halacha is that we could be mekel. However, Tosfos here gives us a piece of advice how to avoid the shayla. Tosfos says that even if there's an issue of Nechta B'yoyim V'Nechta B'layla, if they make a kinyan, then it's fine. So La'aloch L'maisa, we have two almost opposite approaches how to deal with a situation where the Ksuba is being written by day and then the Chuppah is only by night, that we shouldn't have a problem of Nechta B'yoyim V'Nechta B'layla, that according to some Rishonim and Achronim, it wouldn't work. One is to make a kinyan on the Ksuba right at the time when the Ksuba is written, even though the wedding is only taking place at night. But it may not work according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, because according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Ksuba still has a problem. It has the words V'Havas Leilintu. I also find it interesting, it seems that according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Nusach of our Ksuba that has V'Havas Leilintu is different than the nusach that they had in the time of Shas. Because otherwise, why is Rav Shlomo Zalman saying that this is a problem? Didn't they have that problem then as well? It seems that our nusach, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, may be different than their nuschas. Or, the other way is, to write the entire ksuba, besides the word vikanina, that word leave out, and if the chuppah is only taking place at night, insert that word vikanina as they stand under the chuppah when it's already the night. So again, to review, the best thing is to have the ksuba written at the same date as the actual chuppah, either both by day or both by night. And if we see that the preparations by day, but the ksuba won't be ready until the wedding won't be, the chuppah won't be till the night, write the word vikanina only under the chuppah. If that isn't done, then you should make a kinyan should be made b'shas the preparation of the ksuba, and then coupled with Tosfos, coupled with the other paiskim that say that we can rely on a sukkim b'ayis inyan, which I think it may connect to why is nechta b'yoyim v'nechta b'layim l'koshel. If we say because it's a ma'isa bezdin, so a ma'isa bezdin has that koyach and makes no difference if they were mekudashes first, if she was mekudashes first or not. If, however, we say that it depends on the kol, then Ramosha's vort is very understandable. Because only in a situation where she was already mekudashes and we're writing the ksuba, there we have a kol. Otherwise, we don't have a kol, and we should only have mitzvah shem yiddish simchas.